I'm author and athlete Brad Kearns. Welcome to the Be Rad Podcast, where we explore ways to pursue peak performance with passion throughout life. Visit bradkearns.com for great resources on healthy eating, exercise, and lifestyle. And here we go with the show. Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training and all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find.
We have a big problem in modern life, mofos, and that is the epidemic decline in the average testosterone level of the male. Research from around the globe confirms this is a global problem, and the average testosterone level has been declining at a rate of 1% per year since the 1980s. I'm not talking about the individual person's declining as they get older. Of course, that's natural. We can guard against that to a great extent when we live healthy lifestyle habits. So there's a decline in the individual, but this is across the globe. The average 23-year-old, the average 33-year-old, the average 43-year-old, the average 53-year-old has dropped 1% per year. So that means that your testosterone level is 40% below that of grandpa's at the same age. You get it? That's the problem here. There are many reasons for the decline, and that's what I'm going to cover on this breather show. And we can fight this battle successfully and rise above the stats instead of just going down the slippery slope to accelerated aging. So perhaps the all-encompassing main reason is the hectic, chronic, stressful nature of modern life, and especially the stressors that did not exist in the 80s, in the 90s, the advent of the mobile device, especially the environmental endocrine disruptors or estrogenic compounds that we are bombarded with today that perhaps didn't exist in previous generations. So the big things to watch out for in this category are plastics, especially those that you ingest when they touch your food and your drink. So when you get takeout and you microwave that styrofoam or that plastic container, especially heating up those molecules and sending them right into your food, you never, ever want to do that. You want to eat all your meals on actual cutlery rather than plastic. Get away from plastic touching your food or your drink. So those disposable water bottles that you maybe have to find when you're in the airport and grab a quick water, that's fine. But in general, go for your beverages coming out of better containers. I'm buying the glass bottles. I know it's a big carbon footprint, but the mineral water is a great source of minerals that are now really deficient in the modern diet. So get away from plastic water bottles, get away from plastics in your food. And then the other exposure that we have, major exposure to endocrine disruptors, as they're called, are things that we put on our skin. Our skin, the biggest organ in our body, whatever we put on our skin is going into our bloodstream. So the cosmetics industry is littered with toxins. I did a whole show about that with Melanie Avalon, talking about the Beauty Counter line of products that have been tested to be safe from these endocrine disruptors. And you want to make a concerted effort to find the most natural, chemical-free, fragrance-free, odor-free cosmetics and body care items. Castile soap, Dr. Bronner's, and the other great brands, I use that for everything. My shampoo, my soap, it's clean. It doesn't have any of these adverse chemicals, unlike most commercial products, even the bars of soap that you buy at the convenience store, and especially the shampoos and all the other products, especially the colognes and the scents that you put on your body, is a bad deal. And these will disrupt your endocrine system and suppress your testosterone, the extent of which has been covered by great researchers like Dr. Anthony Jay. His book, Estrogeneration, is mind-blowing. You can hear him discuss the litany of ways that our endocrine system gets disrupted these days that has never existed in past times. So try to go clean with the stuff you put on your skin or consume. And that includes your laundry detergent, right? Because you're wearing the clothes that were washed with that fresh scented Tide or whatever the other name brands. So you want to go find those eco-friendly brands on anything that especially is touching your skin or you're ingesting. And also the household cleaner products and the other ways that we're exposed to chemicals. Anything that smells is probably a bad deal. And that includes those little scents that you get from the Christmas tree at the car wash. So fragrances are everywhere. And you can bet that it's disrupting your endocrine system with that pleasant cinnamon Christmas tree smell or whatever it is. So that's number one, is the environmental estrogenic compounds. Number two is the diet. When you consume processed foods that inhibit cellular energy production, these will also tank those important adaptive reproductive hormones, testosterone, human growth hormone. So we want to make a concerted effort to stay away from refined industrial seed oils and refined grains and sugars, the big three toxic modern foods, as we talk about. And of course, the variety of processed foods, packaged, frozen, that are using these adverse, highly processed agents in the food. So clean up your diet. And that's number two. Number three is the presence of visceral fat. That is the fat that collects around the internal organs and gives you that spare tire. So the presence of visceral fat is a really bad sign that your endocrine system and your metabolic system has been thrown off by chronic inflammation and chronic ingestion of these unhealthy foods, and also the other forms of chronic stress in your life. So when you start to accumulate this visceral fat, it is actually technically known as a separate organ in the body because it secretes chemicals. It secretes these inflammatory cytokines, they're called, and the cytokines get into your bloodstream and trigger the condition of chronic inflammation, which many experts agree represent the root cause of most, if not all, disease in the body. So the spare tire essentially begets the accumulation of more spare tire because it secretes the inflammatory chemicals, causing the accumulation of visceral fat, suppressing important hormones like testosterone. So that's why it is the most prominent battle that we want to fight as we age up into the older age groups, to get rid of that spare tire or stave it off, because a little bit, going a little bit south, losing your condition a little bit at whatever age group you bump into, it seems so normal and routine. Most guys have a spare tire. More guys have a spare tire than don't have a spare tire. And it's also a similar concern for females. Collecting that fat around the abdomen is different. It's a different story than the fat that deposits throughout the body, the subcutaneous fat, which of course, maybe we're not too happy about that either, but it's especially important to focus on eliminating that lifelong accumulation of visceral fat as you accumulate in the age groups. It's simply a sign of chronic inflammation, adverse dietary practices, sleep habits, and so forth. Okay, so the spare tire is the big one to throw off your endocrine function and your hormones. Next are the prolonged periods of stillness and the many sedentary forces of modern life. The human is simply not designed to sit still for long periods of time. There's research showing that being still for as little as 20 minutes can represent a measurable decrease in glucose tolerance and an increase in insulin resistance, which of course also throws off your adaptive hormones, testosterone, and others. So taking these short breaks throughout the day where you get up and move around for 1 minute or 2 minutes or 20 minutes at the middle of the day and trying to guard against times where you're just a blob on the couch, whatever. I know we enjoy our leisure time in the evening, but you can certainly get up and do some foam rolling on the ground or even sitting on the ground. Interacting with the gravity is a superior physical and metabolic exercise to sitting in a chair. So at least you have to support your skeleton. That's why I spend a lot of time at the low desk position in my office where I'm sitting on the ground or maybe on a small pad and using a little tray and my laptop. So I'll switch between standing up as I do when I record all the podcasts, sitting down properly, enjoying a relaxing time on the couch or whatever, or sitting in a chair, and then also going to the low desk. So trying to maintain more ways to be active throughout general everyday life will also improve your hormonal profile. Here's one: excess exercise. Nothing will tank your testosterone like overtraining. And it's absolutely a strong notion that cortisol antagonizes testosterone. So excess cortisol, that's the preeminent stress hormone. We often talk about it in a negative context. So right now I'm talking about a negative condition of excess cortisol production will suppress testosterone. Of course, we need cortisol to thrive and function, and we want that spike in the morning so we wake up feeling alert and energized. But generally speaking, we want to have appropriate fight or flight stimulation so that the workout, for example, is over with quickly, and then your body recalibrates back to homeostasis. And these adaptive hormones are flowing in the bloodstream, testosterone and growth hormone that spike from an intense workout, for example, but they're not overridden by a workout that lasts too long, is too difficult, and is conducted too frequently with insufficient rest in between them. So toning down those tendencies for excess exercise will help improve your hormonal profile as well. Then we get to the general essence of hectic, high-stress modern life, and the many forms of chronic stress, including rumination. Dr. Ron Sinha, my former podcast guest, who hosts the great Meta Health podcast himself, talks about rumination as an actual metabolic disease with blood representations of people who are stressing in their head too much. He works in Silicon Valley with the highest income population of workers in the entire country, perhaps the world, and they have this keeping up with the Joneses mentality that causes them so much internal stress because there's always someone that has more and is doing better. And so that tendency that we have to ruminate, especially as hard-driving, goal-oriented people, can actually trash your hormones. So finding ways to improve your state of gratitude or mindfulness throughout this busy, hectic, stressful life that we're living will improve your hormonal profile. And then finally, I'm going to say last, but possibly this could rank number one, especially according to my favorite podcast guest, Dr. John Gray, is dysfunctional relationship dynamics. So nothing will disrupt your adaptive hormonal profile as much as getting into it and arguing and having dysfunction, chronic dysfunction in your love relationship. And perhaps nothing will spike those hormones and make you feel more like a man or more like a lady than when you're treated right and you are engaged in a wonderful, healthy, wholesome, romantic relationship. So nurturing your partnership and doing the best you can to honor those incredible relationship assignments that I present in a podcast episode from John Gray. I recapped our three interviews where he gave all that wonderful, all those wonderful insights of his life's work. Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus is his franchise. And especially his most recent book, Beyond Mars and Venus, has a great discussion of the hormonal underpinnings of our romantic relationships. So nurturing a healthy love relationship will do wonders for your hormonal profile, and the opposite will crash them perhaps as well as a chronically insufficient sleep or overtraining, crappy food, and so forth. So there's our assignment, people. We have to fight this battle in the modern world, both males and females. Testosterone is important for both sexes, even though females have much less. But it is the adaptive hormone of the body that gives us the motivation, the confidence, and all those wonderful things, the anti-aging benefits, especially as it relates to physical fitness. So we got to fight this battle rather than succumb to the slippery slope of this disturbing statistic these days. Go out there and do it. Thank you.
Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Thank you for listening to the show. I love sharing the experience with you and greatly appreciate your support. Please email podcast@bradventures.com with feedback, suggestions, and questions for the Q&A shows. Subscribe to our email list at bradkearns.com for a weekly blast about the published episodes and a wonderful bi-monthly newsletter edition with informative articles and practical tips for all aspects of healthy living. You can also download several awesome free ebooks when you subscribe to the email list. And if you could go to the trouble to leave a 5 or 5-star review with Apple Podcasts or wherever else you listen to the shows, that would be super incredibly awesome. It helps raise the profile of the BRAD podcast and attract new listeners. And did you know that you can share a show with a friend or loved one by just hitting a few buttons in your player and firing off a text message? My awesome podcast player called Overcast allows you to actually record a soundbite excerpt from the episode you're listening to and fire it off with a quick text message. Thank you so much for spreading the word. And remember, be rad.